This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Joined this morning by our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. If you have questions for CJ and Malia, they'd love to answer them for you right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Find Klaus Financial online, their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. On the website, you can learn a little bit about Klaus Financial. You can learn about their separate divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, a fantastic snapshot of what's going on in the markets. You can also submit questions to be answered right here on Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. And again, their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. And again, joined this morning by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning. Doing great, Sean.
Great to see you. CJ, Malia, how have you been?
Very good. Time to bring the parkas out, right?
Yeah. You got the fireplace going at the office this morning?
Definitely.
Exactly. We've got an exciting show ahead. We are going to follow up a little bit on our conversation from last week. We'll do that. We'll also do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. This week, another fantastic prize you guys have provided, a $25 gift card to Bonefish Grill. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. Just a little tip, if you listen closely to the show, typically both the question and answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week come up during the show. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation, speaking of the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, let's take a look back at last week's question and not only get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yeah, so last week was a great show because we covered a topic that recently some information that happened at the end of December, which was a passing of the Secure Act. So if you didn't get to listen to that, please go back to our podcast because it has some great information. So we discussed the Secure Act, and the question last week was, the Secure Act actually changes the age that you must first begin to take out RMDs, required minimum distributions. Previously, the age was 70 and a half, and the question was, what is the new age beginning in 2020? And Mike called in with a correct answer, Mike from Middleton, so congratulations to him. The Secure Act increases the age from 70 and a half to 72. So you really do want to make sure you get that information on the Secure Act and see if it applies to you. Thanks for listening.
Really good stuff. And if you missed any of last week's program, or if this morning, if for example, you step out of the car, grab some coffee, maybe you missed part of the show, don't forget you can always listen again with the podcast at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. So as mentioned, last week we did talk about the Secure Act, which brings some really important changes. There's other things obviously happening in 2020, and you guys want to kind of get us up to speed on what's new, correct?
Yes, exactly. And by the way, that $25 gift card to Bonefish, I actually didn't look at that before the show. My wife and I love it. So if you don't answer the question, then I'm just going to take it.
You're not eligible.
I'm just going to take it. We're going to go to Bonefish. My wife and I love that place. Okay, yes. What are some of the updates? Well, we're going to talk about some updates to Social Security. We talked about the Secure Act last week. Now we're going to talk about some changes as we're heading into 2020 as it relates to Social Security. As most of our consistent listeners know, we talk about Social Security quite often, partly because it applies to vast majority of all Americans, right? And so it's going to impact you at some point in the future. Now, for those who actually read into their paychecks or pay stubs, you will notice that Social Security, or in the case of FICA, which is actually Social Security and Medicare, takes a big chunk out of your paycheck. So my comment would be, you might want to pay attention to what we're about to talk about, and you might want to pay attention to future legislation, because there's a lot of talk about making pretty sweeping changes to this legislation, or to Social Security and Medicare, that could impact your future paycheck. But first thing to know is that there's been an increase. From 2019 to 2020, there was a bump of 1.6%, which is less than the 2.8% boost that retirees received in 2019. It is, however, in line with the average of about 1.4% cost of living adjustment over the past decade. So the changes are calculated based upon inflation. And in dollar terms, this increase equates to an average of $24 per month per recipient, or about $288 per year. The average amount of income currently being received as Social Security benefit is $1,503 per month for an individual, or $2,531 for a couple. These are averages, right? How much your benefit went up, or you know, is going to be different than these averages. But by the way, the maximum Social Security benefit being paid out currently, if you're 70 years old, meaning you delayed for the retirement credits all the way up to 70, the max you could possibly receive is $3,790 per month. So that number is getting up there. Item number two to be aware of is that the maximum amount of earnings subject to Social Security payroll tax is up by $4,800. So what are we talking about here? Well, many people don't realize this, but the amount you pay into, or sorry, the tax that is withheld for Social Security from you of 6.2% and from your employer at 6.2% for a total of 12.4% that goes into Social Security, that's actually limited to some total dollar amount. That's why you'll occasionally hear, I don't know, well, some of us here, you'll hear somebody say, hey, the rich got a pay bump mid-year. And what are they really referencing? They're talking about they have reached the maximum of the Social Security withholding. Now they no longer have that withholding, so they got hypothetically a 6.2% bump because that tax isn't being withheld. So that's the concept we're talking about here. But that maximum number from 2019 to 2020 went up by $4,800. And so now the new number is...
Drum roll.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it here. There it is. $137,700 is the new number. $137,700 is the new maximum number that Social Security tax is withheld on. So so for those who earn more than that, you just need to be aware that at some point throughout the year, you will get that quote-unquote bump. By the way, for those who don't know, there's been a lot of talk about possibly eliminating that maximum and just saying that every dollar you earn is going to have a Social Security tax withholding, because for those who don't know, Social Security is pretty underfunded. But for anybody earning over 138, I would say you need to watch that very, very closely. Because my math says, hey, if you're going to be having all that extra tax withheld, how is that going to benefit you? And under most of these social programs, that's not the way it works. It won't benefit you. It'll benefit the entire bucket. Now, listen, it's up to you whether you like that or don't like that. I'm just saying you might want to watch it because it could have a big impact on your numbers.
I have a feeling if you like it or don't like it has to do with if you're at that 137.7 number.
Well, that's what's fascinating is I've heard people say, you know, they'll say, stay out of my business, or don't tell me what I should be doing. And yet it's fascinating when people say the rich need to give more, because it's like, well, wait a minute. You're forcing them to give you money. That in and of itself sounds selfish.
Yeah.
So I don't quite get that whole dialogue, but whatever. The point is to say you should probably watch that.
Good stuff there. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for CJ and Malia, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. One more nugget of information, new stuff for 2020 when it comes to Social Security.
Yeah, so the final thing in 2020, is that the earning for the earnings that are counted towards credits are up by $50. So for those who don't know, you need to have 40 total credits in order to be eligible to receive Social Security benefits. And that typically you can get 4 credits per year, which means it's about 10 years before somebody becomes eligible for Social Security. Well, that dollar amount that qualifies for a credit is up by $50. So now in 2020, you'll earn a credit for every $1,410 in earned income, up to a maximum of $5,640 for a year. And then at that point, you'll have the 4 credit maximum for 2020. So one other, you know, small change to Social Security.
Really good nugget there. Great information as always. Don't forget, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, give us a call right here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. As a matter of fact, Rachel joins us this morning. Rachel, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Oh, thank you. My question is, I was a professional, had my master's degree, and worked up until I had the children, three children, and then I stayed at home with them for, years and years. Yep. Now I'm going to be retiring at age 60, and my husband is at 62. I'm going to be starting to collect Social Security at 62. Mm-hmm. And my husband is 2 years younger than I am. So I'm going to be getting this tiny little Social Security check for all the work I did with my children because I wasn't paying into Social Security. Uh-huh. Until, of course, he retires and then I get the adjustment.
Yep.
Is there any talk in anybody that they're going to try to make that a little bit fairer for stay-at-home moms?
It's a great question. You know, I think, Rachel, there has been some talk about this topic, but I, from my understanding of it, it hasn't been pursued beyond just the talk. And the main reason is because, you know, take even a divorce situation, because this is where it really gets ugly, right? You have husband and wife together. Husband or wife stays home for a period of time so the other one can go out and earn the income. And then, God forbid, later on in life, there's a divorce and suddenly one is left out in the cold, so to speak, right? And you go, oh, my goodness, that's not fair. So that's where the linking of the benefits comes in, right? You can get all of yours or half of your spouses. So I think the way that they try to overcome that is by creating a linked benefit. So what I believe Social Security would say to you is, we're trying to be fair with you by bumping up your benefit, even though you didn't put in enough money to earn that on your own. So, but I don't know the full scope of how Social Security is going to address this, but I know there has been some discussion. I just think for now, that's the way they've addressed it.
I just know I will get a bump once my husband starts collecting Social Security. But
that's
not
right.
Until then, and since I'm 2 years younger than he is, then, you know, I'll have to just have a tiny check for 2 years.
That's anyway, correct.
Okay, thank
yep,
you.
You're exactly right.
Okay.
Yep, thanks, Rachel.
Rachel, great question this morning. Don't forget, you too can be like Rachel if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. They'd love to answer them for you. All I got to do is pick up phone, give us a call here at the station. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website, a lot of great information about Kloss Financial online. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. That first appointment, it is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ, Malia, and you next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That first appointment at Kloss Financial, it is complimentary, not going to cost you a thing. You can set up the appointment again by picking up the phone, give them a call at 442-5637, or you can give us a call right now at get you on the air, of course, here at the station at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And judging by Dick's traffic report, things are back to normal as far as routine after the holiday. So it'd be great to hear from you this morning. You can be like Rachel and give us a call, get you on the air with CJ and Malia. So we've been talking a little bit about Social Security, and I think Rachel may have actually touched on this a little bit during her call, which is, of course, you can start collecting Social Security at age 62, correct?
Yeah, so that's one of those ages, excuse me, that people have penned, I think, on their notebooks that, oh, 62, I can start. And that's still true, but as Rachel mentioned, you know, there's always talk, and you hear that talk and you don't know if that's going to apply to you or not, you know, some talk about things changing. And the earliest you can collect today is age 62, but there's been talk for quite a while. I was reading a white paper back from 2007 about the earliest eligibility age. The EEA is what we're discussing, and they were talking about back then, almost 13 years ago, about moving it from age 62 to age 65 being the earliest age you could start collecting. So that has not happened, so that's the good news. But there's always this background of, how can we help shore up Social Security's future? So good to be listening and learning and seeing what changes do come to fruition. So today, age 62, as we just discussed, is the earliest that you can start collecting your benefits. Now, any age that you're collecting before your full retirement age, we talk about that a lot in this show, the full retirement age, your FRA, is considered you're pulling it early. So because you're pulling it early, you haven't reached your full retirement age as defined by Social Security, your monthly payouts will be at a reduced rate. So to give you some scale to this, if you were born prior to 1938, your full retirement age is 65, your FRA. But for those born between 1938 and 1960, the graduated scale goes up to age 67. So for those people this year in 2020, if you're born in 1958, you can start collecting your Social Security benefit, but you're not going to have your full benefit until you turn 66 in 8 months. So that would give you your highest possible benefit by waiting. And so if you go online for any length of time, you'll find out that, yes, I want to wait because I'm going to get this biggest benefit at my FRA. However, that might not apply to your specific situation, similar to the caller. In your situation, perhaps it makes sense to draw it sooner. Maybe you have a spouse or a situation. And, of course, we do talk on the show a lot about delayed retirement credit. That doesn't occur until your full retirement age, up till the age of 70. And so those are those magic percentages of 8% per year that your benefit can increase from your full retirement age up to age 70. So keep that in mind as you're looking to pull your benefits. Now, finally, for yourself, what is my full retirement age? I want everyone to write this down or commit it to memory. SSA.gov. That is the website you should go to if you've not already done so and set up your own Social Security account. And then you can check it anytime, you know, on an annual basis and see what your future benefits are looking like. And again, sit down with someone and call Social Security or your financial advisor and do some planning, because this probably will be part of your cornerstone as you plan your retirement income.
And I remember probably one of the first shows we ever did together, you mentioned, Amelia, specifically the SSA.gov website. And I did what you recommended. And it's a really nice website with some good information there. So very
you
good.
You should
stuff.
Listen to your wife just as much.
I should. But, you know, you know how we get. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Claus. Don't forget, if you have questions for CJ and Malia, they'd love to answer them for you. We got time to get you in at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Claus Financial online, the website, claasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Not only are we going to continue our conversation with CJ and Malia, we'll also do our Claus Quiz Question of the Week. Fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card to Bonefish. We'll talk about that next as Money in Motion with Claus Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial, CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget about the website, claasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. So let's talk a little bit about somebody who may be in the position, still working part-time in retirement. What are some of the things we need to know about in 2020?
Yeah, great question. So in 2020, if you're thinking about retiring, say this year, but you have not reached your FRA, as Malia was just talking about previously, which for most of our listeners is going to be between 66 and 67. So if you're thinking of drawing, and Rachel would be a great example of this, and you also want to work part-time, so draw at 62, 63, 64, so you're not FRA, but you want to work part-time, you will only be allowed to earn $18,240 per year without your Social Security benefit being affected or reduced. If you earn more than that $18,240 per year, $1 of benefit will be withheld for every $2 of earnings, part-time earnings, that you go over that. So this is one reason why we say to people, if you're going to draw before FRA, you need to make sure you're either fully retired or not earning very much. And by the way, some people go, I'll start it, and then in a couple of years, if I start earning, I'll turn it off. Don't do that. Turning Social Security on and off is not as easy as you might think. And then the only other thing is just understand that your Social Security is taxable. Now, if your household income is low enough, you could pay no federal income tax. If it's high at all, or if it has any number that's gone up, 50% could be taxable. But listen, for most of our listeners, 85% of your Social Security benefits will be federally taxable, because all you need is over $44,000 of joint household taxable income for that 85% of the benefit to be taxable. Now, notice I didn't say taxed at 85%. I said 85% of the Social Security benefit would be income taxable. So just some things to be aware of.
Important distinction there, that is for sure. Real quick before we get to the Gloss Quiz Question Week, for people thinking about starting the benefit this year, a couple of things they need to know if they're planning on doing it.
Yeah, so just real quick, call Social Security office. The number is 800-772-1213 between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. to schedule an appointment. Or contact your local Social Security office if you want to get signed up. And then just remember, you want to apply for Social Security benefits about 3 months before you turn 62, or 4 months before you want your benefits to start. So just think of it, I try to think, a 3 to 6 month window before I want my benefits to start is when I want to start that process, by calling the Social Security office, scheduling a meeting at my local office, or by just going online. Because believe it or not, through ssa.gov, if you don't have any extenuating circumstances, you can sign up for your Social Security benefits right online and give them a future start date.
Oh.
I do this all the time with clients. So there's three tips for you.
Really good stuff. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment, that kick of the tires, some like to say, at Kloss Financial. It's going to be complimentary. Again, that number, 442-5637. Also going to want to hold that telephone number now. It's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Bonefish Grill. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the website where you can sign up to see your future Social Security benefit and to find out your full retirement age? Telephone number, 442-5637. First call with correct answer to Kloss Financial will win that $25 gift card to Bonefish Grill. And again, don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their number, 442-5637. CJ, Malia, always a ton of fun hanging out with you guys. Have a great week.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care. Dr. Nicole Hempkins comes your way next right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.